Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside Taylor Riggins, of one of the top returning players in the MAC conference and leads a Buffalo Bull team that has some top tier players for the upcoming draft, including himself. Taylor, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Hey, Jack, pleasure to be on.
Starting it off, Taylor, we know it's been one of the most unique off seasons we've had. You going into your final year of collegiate football, though, how have you been able to stay close to your teammates, coaches, and just football in general over the course of this pandemic?
Yeah, you know, everything going on has definitely made things harder, but it's definitely very important to stay in touch with the guys around you, you know, whether it's calling, texting with the guys, playing video games with the guys, or doing some field work with guys locally here. Getting better each and every day.
Taylor, you being one of the upperclassmen, a leader of the defense, these younger kids who are coming in to the Buffalo program haven't had the same experience at the collegiate level. How have you helped them in this transition to the college game and helping them get prepared for the upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, transitioning to the college level is definitely a big transition. It's a lot faster, but one way myself and other guys have helped get those guys acclimated is by doing extra work with them, really, you know, whether it's in the weight room doing mobility stuff or field workouts, work on footwork and hands, that kind of thing.
Taylor, thinking about where you're at this point, what are your goals individually and for this Buffalo team for the upcoming season?
Personally, my goals this year are to improve upon all my stats from last year. But as a team goal, the goal, you know, as it is every year, is to win a MAC championship and then take home another bowl game W.
Now, thinking about it, Taylor, we know if your stats improve, it means your play improved. But in what areas, based on film, just you thinking back to last season, are you hoping to improve upon to get to where you want to be statistically and to show your teammates and scouts?
There's a bunch of things I could work on. You know, I'm always trying to get stronger and faster. But one thing I'm really starting to focus on is expanding my pass rush arsenal. You know, working on my footwork and then pairing it with my hands and increasing the amount of moves that I could do.
Do you have any go-to moves that you like to do, whether it be facing up against an offensive tackle in a one-on-one? Are there certain moves that you've developed over the course of your career that you like to utilize during the game?
Yeah, my top two favorite moves, I like to spin, love to spin. And my other favorite is jab inside, cross chop, club rip.
For those guys coming into the college game, haven't been able to develop, we know one thing that all coaches, no matter the level, when you're a pass rusher, you got to be able to get to the quarterback and doing it different ways. And what ways, though, did you develop those pass rush moves over the course of your career?
You know, similar to what I said, how I bring, you know, younger guys along to do some hand work and field stuff. You know, I was fortunate enough to have guys, you know, older than me when I was early on in my career to bring me along and teach me those same things. That's what really helped develop my game.
Early on in your career, Taylor, were there certain guys that helped you in particular, whether it be a player or coach, get acclimated and adjusted? Because we know we'll touch on your transfer in a little bit, but when you got to Buffalo, were there any guys that helped you get acclimated to the collegiate game?
Yeah, a lot of guys in the D-end room, you know, including guys like Chuck Harris, Damone Harris, both guys who have spent some time in the league, you know, early on, they've always been there to answer any questions that I have and spend time after practice, do some extra work. And, you know, during my years here, I really, really spent a lot of time learning from those guys and incorporating the things that they taught me into my game.
Seeing their success, Taylor, does that give you added motivation or confidence that you have the ability as well to make it to the next level?
Yeah, definitely. You know, We've had, you know, Buffalo as a whole have had some success putting guys in the next level and being able to learn from those guys and You know, just taking all the information that you can from them really, really helps keep you motivated and know that there's a real possibility it could happen.
Taking it back to high school, Taylor, I want to touch on that aspect of your career. Looking back on things, what was your high school career like, that recruiting process for yourself?
Yeah, so started gauging interest at the end of my sophomore year. And at that time, I was playing several sports in high school. I was doing track, basketball, and football. But once I started getting that college interest for football, I decided to hone in and just focus on football. But got a lot of interest following my junior year and offers too, and senior year too. But early on, I committed to UMass. But after a year there, decided that it wasn't the best fit. So then decided to transfer to Buffalo and, you know, spend my time sitting out learning a lot and getting better. And, you know, I've loved it here ever since.
What was it about Buffalo that you fell in love with and decided this is where I want to play the rest of my career at?
Thing that was major for me was its proximity to home. I'm from Rochester, New York, which is about an hour away. But, you know, seeing all the things that Coach Leipold and the staff and seeing the success that the team has had in recent years, you know, and seeing all that really, really made me decide that that's the place where I want to go. You know, this is a program that's on the up and up, and, you know, it's been shown that, you know, the program can continuously win.
You touched on it, taking that redshirt season. In what ways did you see your game grow on the field and in the classroom, whether it be studying, off the field, in terms of training habits, things of that nature?
Yeah, during those years, you know, not being able to travel, you definitely have a lot of extra time on your hands. But, you know, with all that extra time, I was always in the weight room doing extra work, and having that extra time allowed me to, you know, get stronger, especially. And that's been a huge part too, that was able to, you know, progress my game and studying wise, I was able to develop good habits during those times that would carry on through the rest of my career.
How do you think your film studying habits, how have they changed over the course of your career to where you're at today?
You know, at first I was kind of watching film like a fan, but then as I learned from the older guys, you really have to break it down a lot more than you think, you know, whether it's watching little tendencies, little movements of guys that you might not notice at first, you know. Now when I watch film, I might watch the same play 10, 15 times before moving on to the next to try to pick up on all the little details that could help you that much and come game day.
At what point did it trigger for you and you realize how important it was? Was it you watched a bunch of film and noticed tendencies and it took place in the game? Was it listening to older teammates? What made you realize this is such an important aspect of success on the field?
When there was this one team we were playing, I forget which team it was, but the tackle always did this little twitch when he would pass that a certain way. And when we saw that, you know, the guys were able to pick up on it, and that allowed us to get a few game-changing sacks that game.
Taylor, when you think about this Buffalo program, one of the staples of it, in addition to having a fantastic running back group, are the pass rushing duo, you, Malcolm Kuntz, who we had on the podcast a little while back. How have you and Malcolm grown throughout this program to where you guys are now one of the most feared pass rush duos in all of college football?
You know, it's awesome being able to play with a guy like Malcolm Kuntz. You know, it's nice being able to know that you got a guy on the other side of you, you know, giving it all for you, and I'm doing the same for him. But to be able to trust that, you know, like if I'm not able to get to the quarterback, he's going to be right there sacking him. So being able to feel that safe and trust in him is huge.
In what ways do you guys, being that you're at the highest level of college football, help each other out during practice and through film sessions?
you know, if there's one thing someone might not know or another thing, you know, we're always there to answer any questions that anybody has. And or if we notice things on film of other teams doing stuff, or whether it be that we find a new hands move or like a video teaching it, we always share that with each other too.
Touched on the running back group before. You get to go up against the likes of Jared Patterson, Kevin Marks, even tackle Coyote Owashika, who's one of the top players in college football as well. Going up against offensive players like that, how does that help your development through practice?
Yeah, it's awesome going against guys like Coyote, guys like Kudak too, and the elite running backs that we have, you know. Guys giving you such a great look in practice and then making you better each and every day leading up to games really, really helps make game day that much easier.
In addition to having a storied football career, academics is a really important part of any athlete's career. What have you decided to study in college, and what are your plans for life after the NFL?
So recently this past semester, I just graduated. I just finished my undergrad in finance, and then this fall I'll be starting my master's in logistics. But after football, you know, I'm not exactly sure of what position exactly I'd like to pursue, but I know I'd definitely like to do something in the financial field.
Most definitely. And being a football player, practice every day, games on the weekend, traveling a lot, it's difficult to manage that with school. How were you able to do that throughout your college career?
At a school like UB, there's tons of academic support that we have here. There's someone always there to help meet your needs, whether it's tutors, advisors, and computer labs being readily available. You know, just having those resources has really, really helped during my time here when I've had to travel or other stuff like that.
How would you then, Taylor, describe not only the culture that you guys have in the classroom, but on the football field at UB?
One thing that's big about our team is our camaraderie. You know, that's a huge thing. We're always doing stuff off the field. Help bring guys together, whether it's bowling, golfing, playing basketball, or things of that sort. And I think that's really important come game day, because, you know, the more you know about a guy next to you, you know, the more that you're going to give it your all on game day for all your brothers beside you.
When looking at the future of this Buffalo football program, Taylor, is there one underclassman who hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but stood out to you and should be on people's radars pretty soon?
Yeah, one guy I'd say to look out for is Rich Miller. He's a sophomore linebacker. You know, he's a guy who came in, who's made a difference right away. He's a real athletic guy and carries himself well. And he's a guy that you could see being a captain come a year or two from now.
He'll be on our radars. And Taylor, thinking about your early career, was there a moment early on, whether it be practice, play, early game, where you realized, all right, these aren't high school football players anymore. This is legit high one D-level football?
Oh, I'd say that was my first camp college football at UMass. I came in at like 2:13. You know, we're doing some linebacker drill, and I just got absolutely smacked. And I really realized there that, oh, this is big boy ball. I gotta get my weight up.
At Buffalo, one of the best programs in college football. In order to win the MAC next year, though, what do you feel that this team has to do?
One big thing for us is I'd say finishing. You know, last year we were leading at halftime for 12 of our 13 games, and you know, if we were able to finish those halves and win those 12 of 13, 13 of 13 games, you know, we could have been MAC championships. And I think that's one big thing that we got to do this year to bring it home.
How are you then, Taylor, using that performance when you guys went up against Charlotte in the bowl game? How are you using that as motivation for the upcoming season?
That win has really, really helped the team a lot. You know, it's proof to ourselves that, you know, we could do this. We could really be that good. And it's also proved to the community of Buffalo that UB is a program that's on the up and up. They can continuously win, and we should come out and watch their games. And that momentum really helps carry us into this season.
Focusing on NFL film as well, it's an important part of college guys and learning. Are there certain players that you take pieces of their game from and add them to yours, or you try and emulate your game after?
Yeah, one guy I really like is Shaquille Barrett. You know, he's a guy compared to myself, height and weight wise. You know, he's a guy that's really active with his hands. He's got a nonstop motor, and he plays with great leverage. And those are some of the things that really make him a great player.
Hypothetical as well. If you can be trained by a player who's currently in the NFL, maybe even someone who's retired, who would it be and why?
Oh, I'd say Robert Mathis. You know, I follow all of his stuff on social media, and then always am watching his hand drills and stuff like that. But you know, growing up, I've always loved his game and loved his pass rush arsenal, and really think he's a guy I could learn a lot from.
Taylor, we know the focus is next season primarily, but have you thought about at all participating in a game like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, one of these all-star events to showcase your talent?
Yeah, you know, those games are great and all, but hasn't really been my focus. You know, right now my focus is this upcoming season, you know, and getting better each and every day leading up to it.
Taylor, though, what would you want? Because in addition to your film, every team's going to have that, but what separates guys is character and their ability to withstand playing in the NFL. What would you want scouts, GMs, head coaches to know about who they're getting in yourself in the locker room and off the field?
I would say that I'm a very disciplined, hardworking guy. You know, I'm always doing the right thing. Do a bunch of things in the community, whether it's giving back and I'm someone who would help, you know, bring people along with me because one of my goals is to try to make myself and people around me 1% better each and every day.
Taylor, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I'd say, you know, just work hard, you know, goes by fast. You know, and the thing that's really going to separate you from your competitors is how hard you work and how much work you put in.
That was Taylor Riggins with the Buffalo football team. We really appreciate your time and insight, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you guys having me on.